This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2124, Day or Date, How to Make Plans in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we answer a listener question. How can you know when to use day or date in English? Find out the difference and how to avoid listening challenges when it comes to these two words. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm doing great. How are you? How's everything?
Good. Lindsay, what day is it today?
Today is Monday. Manic Monday, right?
Monday. Lindsay, do you have a favorite day of the week?
It's Monday. No, I actually don't mind Mondays that much, but I would say my favorite day, probably like Sunday. I like Sundays, maybe Fridays.
You like Sundays? I don't like Sundays. Yeah, I think Fridays might be, I guess Saturday. I do like the weekend. I do. I think my favorite time of the week is Friday night. It's just the weekend is just starting.
Yes.
Watch something good on TV.
100%.
You know, all cozy. It's the best.
Yeah, especially now that like, at this point in my life, I don't feel the pressure to have plans on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So we love to go to the movies on Friday nights because it's the best thing. All you have to do is stare at the movie screen. Like you don't, you know, because you're so fried after the week. You just
focus
stop work.
Something else.
Yeah. You're right. Maybe you just drop everything. You're like, okay, I'm done for the week. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to order dinner at the movie. It's so good.
Right. Exactly. So, guys, before we get into the listener question for today, make sure that if you haven't hit follow wherever you are listening to All Ears English, you hit that follow button. Make it easier on yourself because then the episodes will come directly to you. You don't have to go looking for them. Hit follow wherever you listen.
Yeah, it's January now, guys. So we're getting into prime time for learning, right? This is the time to do that. Early January, make that commitment. You know, we publish 4 days a week, so be here with us as soon as our episodes go live. So excited to have us here. And our focus here, Michelle, what is it? Just real quick for any new listeners. What is our focus on All Ears English?
Our focus is connection, not perfection, guys. Yes. That means we are focused on those human connections and we realize that other things can get in the way, like specific things with if you're just focused on every single piece of grammar, if you're just focused on every single thing, then you might miss out on the connection. So we are about getting as close as you can to being, you know, really great. And we want to teach you those things as to how to perfect your English. But we really believe in this philosophy that the connection is the most important part.
You got it. Human connection, connection, not perfection. So that's what we do here, guys. So hit follow if you agree with that philosophy. Good.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay. Well, we have a question from Anita today, and this is going to be a lot of fun. I really like this one. Could you read the question for us?
Yeah. So Anita says, I'm always confused about what is the correct way or the difference exactly to use. What date is it and what day is it? Could it be someday? Thank you for your efforts and your time. Great question. Great question.
Guess what, Anita? It could be a topic someday, and that someday is today.
Today. Yay. Fun.
Yeah, this is a good one. I'm excited for this episode. Guys, though, we are going to direct you to another episode to listen to if you haven't yet. Episode 2099 was how to switch topics like a pro for better connections.
Such an important topic. So many listeners have asked us, how do I do that? How do I move between topics? There is a very specific way to do it, guys. And we show you over on that episode. So just scroll down and find 2099. All right.
Perfect. Okay. Love it. All right. So let's get into it. What is the difference, Lindsay, between day and date?
Oh, okay. So let's break it down. Let's make it simple for our listeners. Day is just the day of the week. It's only Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Those are your only options, right? There's only seven.
Those are your only options. But the date is a number, right? The 2nd, the 14th. Right? March 16th, December 23rd, right? Those are dates. So that's, we'll start with that. That's a difference. But we're going to talk about these questions from the listener. So she said, what day is it? Okay, which is the correct? What date is it or what day is it? Yeah. So, okay, let's start with what day is it? Does that sound natural to you? What day is it?
Yeah, it does. I just think it depends on the context of the question, right? Depends on what you're asking about. Can you give me a little more context behind your question, Michelle?
Yeah. Let's do it. So if I say, well, let's just move on to an example. So if my son might say, what day is my birthday? And then I say, oh, it's, I don't know, I'm making up a day. It's February 2nd.
Yeah.
And then he might say, no, what day is it? Right?
Right.
So
yeah,
you know, yeah, generally I think we use this construction with day.
Yeah.
Because to me, when I hear what date is it, that sounds awkward.
Right. I agree. It's hard to say. It's weird. It doesn't quite
what
work.
What date is it? Yeah. To me, I don't think there's anything necessarily specifically wrong with it, but I would say what's the date?
Yeah. Or on what date will the event be held if we want to be formal, right?
Yeah. Well, even if I was doing that, I might say like, what's the date of the event?
Duh, I agree. That was way too formal what I just said.
On what day? But I mean, that wasn't wrong, Lindsay. But yeah, I might just say, what's the date of the event? So with days, I believe people usually say, what day is it? And with dates, oh wait, and with dates, people usually say, what's the date?
Yeah.
Right? What so I don't really hear, what date is it?
No, I agree with that. It just sounds awkward, right?
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, I mean, guys, I think native speakers get this confused as well, right? So for example, someone may say, I have to be there on Tuesday. And another person would say, sorry, what day is that? And the person might say, well, it's Tuesday. And they might say, no, sorry, the date, right? Yeah. Have you ever been in that kind of a situation?
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's because of the pronunciation, day or date, right? It's hard, like it, sometimes maybe the T can get lost, the T sound at the end of date, and they do sound similar in a fast conversation. That's what I would say.
Yeah. I think also just people might have their mind geared in one direction or the other, like whatever they're listening for. They might just have kind of decided that this, you know, like it's just where your mind is, right? And and you choose one and but sometimes we really just need to clarify.
Well, that's actually talking about the concept that you mentioned, the concept of the brain box. So we talk about on our IELTS Energy podcast, guys, open your brain box. What do you expect to hear in this conversation? You can use that to your advantage. Prime your mind for what you expect to hear, but sometimes that actually causes mistakes. Because if I'm expecting you to tell me what day is the party and you say it's March 22nd, my wires are going to get a little crossed, right?
Right.
So yeah, really interesting. But the brain box works if we're priming ourselves for what we want to hear. Just want to make sure we get that information.
Yeah, definitely.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so what else, Michelle? Where do we go from here?
So sometimes people don't think of the difference and they need to clarify as we've said. So now what if you're talking about both? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more likely that you would say date. So for example, this makes me think of school. So what's the date? The teacher might ask and you might say, Lindsay?
It's Wednesday, January 2nd.
Right. Like, I think that if you are torn between choosing day or date, I think date more encompasses the whole thing.
Yeah, sure. You can't go wrong if you just say the whole thing. If you're not sure what they're asking for, day or date, just say everything. Give more information than you think they need. Right.
Right. Right. So I think the whole point is to be clear and clarify if the person doesn't give enough information. Okay. So let's do a couple examples. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So, hey, when is our next recording?
Tuesday.
Ooh, no, sorry. What date is our next recording?
Oh, the 14th.
Okay, nice. Sounds like a common conversation, right, Michelle?
Right. So, like, we might, sometimes you might need to know the actual date, right? Sometimes, okay, yeah, I know that it's Tuesday, but do you know the date?
Right.
Why might you need to know the actual number, the actual date?
Maybe if you just, you have a book. I still use a calendar book. I don't even use Google Calendar that much. Maybe you need to write it down, or I'm not sure why exactly, just to be more specific, you know?
I agree with you. Maybe you're scheduling something, like maybe you planned a doctor's appointment for the 13th and you're getting, I mean, I'll give an example. Just recently, Lindsay, I had to cancel our recording because I lost my voice. And then we scheduled like several weeks in advance and I had to kind of go back and forth because I mixed up the day and the date. And then I did the same thing with my daughter's babysitter. I said, no, it's a Tuesday. No, it's a Wednesday.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, Michelle, it sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, no, but I got it. But it's sometimes the day and the date, it can get a little bit confusing. So, so that's why you might need to sometimes know what's the actual date.
Oh, or when your birthday, because sometimes our birthday falls on different days. And that's what we're going to get into here in the next little role play. Yeah. Should we do it?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So when is your birthday this year?
The same as every year, Michelle.
No, I mean the day of the week.
Oh, I think it's a Monday this year. I was a little sassy there in my response.
Yeah.
I think this year you sent me a
sassy
text message.
Come on.
I know. This year, I think you sent me a text message on like July 4th, like about a month before my birthday, which I appreciated the gesture and it got me warmed up for my birthday, Michelle. Like,
good. Yes. I know. I remember. I was like, you know what? I'm going to show Lindsay how much I care about her. And I was like, it's your birthday, isn't it? And she's like, no.
I think that's hilarious. That's hilarious. I appreciated it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. So exactly. So the whole joke here is, I said, when's your birthday? And then why was that sassy, Lindsay? You said the same as every year.
Because I'm assuming you mean, what is the date? And, you know, we've been working together for 9 years, but I think your birthday is end of November? I think it's the 28th of November, right? Is that right?
No, you know, you're also a month ahead.
End
of December. Yeah. 30.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also a month ahead. I can't believe it. Oh my
We're
gosh.
Both. Gosh. Yeah. But I think the key was, I said, when is your birthday this year?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I'm trying to imply, okay, I know the date, but I need to know the day. And you are just kind of making a joke at me.
I just kind of didn't even pay attention to this year, right? If I had paid really close attention to your question, I would have known you were asking for the day, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So then I clarified. I said, no, I mean the day of the week, right? So maybe I'm trying to plan a party.
Yes.
Maybe I just want to remember for whatever reason, maybe I'm planning an episode about your birthday and I want to put it on a specific day, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So Michelle, when do you think is the best day of the week to have your birthday? For your birthday, you know, lands on all different days every year. Yeah. So what would you vote for in terms of the best day?
I think, you know, as we were talking about our favorite days, I would say a Saturday. Yeah. What do you think?
Saturday or Sunday. Friday, I wouldn't mind a Friday because you can still do something fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Exactly. So guys, let's just review it quickly. So to review, with date, you say, what's the date? And what do you say, Lindsay, with day?
What day is it? Right. Yeah. And that could also be when you wake up in the moment in time. Oh, I just woke up. What day is it? I'm totally blanking. Right?
Do you ever think it's a different day than it actually is?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I thought it was Friday. Oh, it's Tuesday.
Totally. That happens sometimes. Yeah. So that could be used whether it's in that moment where you just honestly forget what day it is, or when you're talking about the party. Oh, what day is it? What day is the party? Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So we can do a follow-up in the future to go into this a little bit more. But today, let's do a role play and work on those questions.
Okay, let's do it. So here we are scheduling a lunch date, not a lunch day, a lunch date. Okay. Oh, so when are you free?
I think Wednesday.
Oh, sorry. What date is that?
Oh, the 14th.
Oh, no, that doesn't work for me. I can do the 23rd, though.
What day is that?
It's a Monday.
Okay, that works. What day is it today?
Tuesday.
Thanks. I kept on thinking it was Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, and I also think when it comes to dates, it's likely that I have a calendar in front of me, right? Like in my head, I'm thinking about a calendar because I'm asking for the exact date. So
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So interestingly enough, I flipped it this time and I did do an example of what date is that? Why do you think that why do you think that sounds okay?
I think it totally works. It does sound natural. What you're meaning to say is what date is that on, right?
Yeah.
What date is that on, right? That Wednesday, what date does that occur on?
Yeah.
But we don't say on really. We try to avoid the ons at the end of sentences.
Yeah.
That preposition at the end just doesn't really work. It's awkward. Okay.
Yes. So you can say for scheduling, what day is that or what date is that? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And then I said, what day is that? Because you mentioned the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then you said a Monday. And then what did I say?
And then you said, okay, that works. So what day is it today? and you might say like a by the way or, oh, and by the way, what day is it today? Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I just got a little confused, I guess.
Sure. You got confused. I think as a backup plan too, guys, if you're saying this to someone and you're worried they're not going to be clear, you could say, what day of the week is that? Right. What day of the week is that?
Yes. You could say that as well.
Mm-hmm. That solves the problem entirely. And then if you're the one listening, you just need to pay really close attention because I think it's about the pronunciation. It's the switching. It can get hard to listen for. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, this was a great question. The takeaway is there are some main things to follow, right? We gave you some of the differences today and how it would work in role plays. And so give this a try in your next conversation. Remember, day is a day of the week and date is a number within a month.
Yes, I love it. And so, you know, another piece of the takeaway today, guys, is go and make those plans. You know, now that you know the difference between day and date, don't hold back from creating friendships and social engagements. If you have a New Year's resolution to go out and be more social, go do it, right? Go do it. Yep. Get your calendar, make some plans. Good stuff.
That's right. Love it. All right. Well, great question. Thank you to Anita again. And thanks, guys, for listening. We will see you on the next episode.
All right, Michelle, take care. Talk soon. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.